Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Morning, family and friends. Today is a day to recognize and appreciate the quilt makers, the skill and the warmth and the results. If you are a quilt maker, spend a minute to recognize and appreciate that you have truly been blessed with a special skill. If you are not a quilt maker, wrap yourself into a quilt and enjoy the warmth of it and appreciate those who actually made your quilt. A few weeks ago, my bestie executive producer, Kim M. Sutter, shared with us her 2018 goals. She mentioned creating a deliverance manifestation book. Well, family and friends, I've been given an opportunity to create my own. So today we will have our returning, she's family, right? So Kim will be in the building. Amen. She's coming out of her familiar zone and coming into our room of interview and just to share some more what's going on since we last had a conversation last month. And then I'm going to share with you what my 2018 goals are. So we'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim.
Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Everyone deserves a loving and caring group of people that they can call family. Some people are lucky enough to have close families that get along most of the time and share each other's ups and downs. Others don't always have that same faith but can rely on their best friends instead. Today, I can truly say that I can rely on my bestie, which is the executive producer, Kim M. Sutter. She's not my biological, but she's definitely my sister in the spirit. So we thank God for the relationships that God is building, especially in this month when we are celebrating women. Women, you have to know that there is a friend, a female that is going to be a friend, because we always say that, you know, she's jealous of me, she wants my man, she wants this, she wants that, but truly, God has designed another female, another woman to be that friend, that bestie, that sister that you are so yearning for. Let's connect in 2018. Let's lift one another up. And with that being said, I want to reintroduce you to my bestie, Kim M. Sutter. Good morning, my bestie.
What's going on? What's going on, bestie? It's amazing how we have the same name, right? That's just totally
crazy. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, girl, you did that on the board meeting thing. I was like, wait a minute, that's me. She's like, oh, sorry. That's Kim.
We have come, you know, we blended so much together, right? That is good. So how you doing?
I'm good. I mean, I'm tired this morning. I'm so sorry, but yeah, I'm tired this morning. Well, with traveling and stuff, it's just like, wow. So, yeah, I'm slightly tired.
You're coming back from your trip. How did it go?
Oh, amazing. We had some really great teachers. It was really good. I've definitely taken my business, both businesses, to another level. Was just being at the conference. Oklahoma. But
shout out Oklahoma this morning.
Oklahoma City.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
Home of the Black Wall Street. Home of the Black, the original Black Wall Street. But we'll talk about that another day.
Oh, hey. You know what? We need the information now because you know how we do sometimes, right? Because we talk about that another day. And if we don't write it down and, you know, put it in our to-do list, guess what happens? We forget about it. But tell us a little bit about, because this is part of that Deliverance Manifestation Board that you talked about last month when you was with us. So I believe that was one of the things that you had on. You wanted to take your business to that next level. So one of the things is within that time, you've gone to Oklahoma, city of Oklahoma. You've met some awesome people, got some awesome trainers. So talk about what did you go there for?
I went there because I really needed to, one, learn how to team build.
Mm-hmm.
And also how to get into the business solution arena. So those were the things that I was focused on when I got there. So I signed up for workshops that had to deal with team building, team building and business solutions, where I'm able to go into different businesses and offer the services that we have to businesses for the employees. And I really needed to really get that, like get the nitty gritties of it. And so these workshops helped me to do that. Not to mention, I was able to get materials and stuff while I was there. Because, you know, when you're at convention, they always have the latest stuff. And since we now have a new logo, I needed to make sure I had some materials, some new materials that had the logos on it. So, you know, and because I'm traveling, I couldn't really bring back a whole bunch of stuff. But so I had to bring back only a certain amount. Only a certain amount because, you know, I'm not trying to weigh myself down. So, and so shout out to Southwest. You know how much I can't stand an airline, but I'm going to shout them out because they took care of me. When I say they took care of me, they took care of me. I had no problems. So Southwest, you did get my money this time, and you will be getting my money next month when I go down to Indiana. So shout out to Southwest.
So you talk about a business that you're part of. You're talking about building, team building. But can you tell us the name of the business that you're in?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm an independent consultant, associate, at Legal Shield. I'm one of their top managers out there. So that's the business I'm in.
Awesome. And Legal Shield, which is something that we all should be a part of. You know, you need to have a lawyer, a retainer, right? That's the word. So that you have someone, like you can speed that, like, beep, oh, you need to speak to a lawyer. So great, right? So as you're listening in this morning, you know, my bestie, Cameron Sutters, is here, and she just returned from Oklahoma City, working on her business, taking it to the next level, and her business is Legal Shield. As an independent, right, consultant, executive, just moving up the ladder, she is definitely here to educate you in reference to the benefits of having legal services. And that's something that we all should really look into, just taking care of our personal matters in 2018. So we definitely would like for you to come back on and to share with us some things about Legal Shield today. So I'm glad that you creating your Deliverance Manifestation Board is enabling you to work out the things that you have put on your board this year. So that's awesome. And that's what manifestation is all about, making it happen, right? Putting in the necessary work, the sacrifices to see yourself moving forward and obtaining those goals that you have set. So I want to say thank you for bringing this to the show because I've done vision boards, you know, I've done goal setting, being a social worker, case manager, and now working towards becoming a licensed mental health counselor. One of the things that we have been taught and that's something that I've been doing is treatment plans. And that's all about putting your objectives, your short-term and your long-term goals on document and helping that client, that individual, work towards it, right? It's like that chart that you can see, a visual chart that you work on. So today, Kim, I'm going to share what I've been doing as you've been traveling. I have been working on my own deliverance manifestation board, thanks to you. Thank you. And I must say, creating it and putting it into operation has been going well so far. And I pray that it will continue. My nucleus or my center is God, which is my priority, putting God first. And then one of my branches that I'm working on currently is my family. I mentioned last time that I was going to focus more on my family this year because I felt in the previous years I was building a ministry, I was building some things that I needed to focus on, and I felt like my family got slighted. They were there to support, but I wasn't there. I wasn't given that 100%, that eye contact, you know, whether they were talking, I'm, you know, returning a text message. I'm like, oh, wait. So now I'm like, no, let's have these conversations. Put away the phone. Let's give you my undivided attention. And if someone is dealing with that, those are some of the things that you can drag yourself and say, wow, you know, when my children talk to me, when my spouse talk to me, even a friend that are more into the phone, responding to messages, emails, and not giving them my undivided attention. So that's one of the things that I definitely see a change in, as well as making a conscious decision, and I mean putting them on my calendar, rearranging my schedule to make time for my family. So far, it's, again, working. I'm seeing some results. My husband is enjoying me being home since I'm still, healing from a spiral fracture and preparing a lot of meals. And I think I've shared some of my meals with you that I've prepared. And I really enjoy being in the kitchen now because, you know, that was one of my barriers, right? So I see that is making a difference in my home, which is great. What else? I'm reaching out more to my sons more than them understanding the importance of picking up the phone, you know, because now our young people are texting. So I found that, you know, kind of like, you know, lacking intimacy, I like to talk. So we are more picking up the phone and having these dialogues. So I love that. Let's see what else I'm doing. Let me see. And my butterfly. My Cheyenne, my butterfly, she's going through her own, you know, teenage development, and sometimes it's challenging. So I'm learning when to put the brakes on and when to assist and let her go, because I understand at the age of 13, there's a developmental phase in their life that they go through autonomy. So they branch out for that independence. Now, I don't want to hinder her for being independent, to explore, for being cautious, because, you know, I can be very overprotective. So right now, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm focusing on my family and focused on looking at some areas that I need to improve in my family. So hopefully that this information that I'm sharing with you will inspire you to create your own deliverance manifestation board. And start working on you, because 2018 should be really about you and those things that are really important to you, so that you can see the end result come December 2018. We'll be back on Voice Note Radio as we talk about our families today. We'll be back. We want to hear some more what Kim is doing. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Marsha, founder of Women on the Rise and Why. Our mission is to encourage and empower women and assist them to reach their goals personally and professionally. Women learn to organize, prioritize, and develop strategies that will enable them to feel balanced and fulfilled. Join us for our 5th annual Women on the Rise Forum and Expo happening in New York City on October 19th through 20th. This 2-day epic event is for women entrepreneurs, coaches, authors, event producers, and small business owners will be filled with speakers, presentations, and panels that will provide you with useful strategies and actionable steps to help you rise and take your career and business to the next level. For more information, visit our website at www.womenontherisenY.com. See you there.
Welcome back, family and friends. This is your host this morning, Minister Kim, and I'm grateful for another day talking about creating a deliverance manifestation board, which we were introduced last month through our executive producer, Kenan Sutters. I just shared me developing my own board and just working on my relationships with my family members, which seems to be going well. I will keep you up to date throughout the year. But also, we want to recommend, we talked about it during that interview last month, but I also want to bring it back, supportive healthy relationships. It's a free program if you meet their criteria here in the Bronx. For more information, contact them at 718-401-5050, extension 2354. Again, 718-401-5050, extension 2351. Or they also have an 800 number that I just got. It's 877-401-UVA1. This is an awesome, awesome program that helps you in relationships. She does it. It's not a marriage counseling, but if you are married, you sure enough can. If you're couples, you can definitely be a part of it, and you have to meet the criteria. And one of the things about it, it is absolutely free. So if you're interested in improving your family relationships, one of the things that we talk about is communication, talk about the four train wrecks. And that's the one thing that I've learned that affects any relationship: communication. If you're not on the same wavelength or respect one another, then guess what? The foundation gets broken. So we definitely want to rebuild and strengthen our family relationships. So, Kim, you talked about legal skills. You talked about building, you know, that team, which was great. What else is on that board, that manifestation board that you create, that you see yourself working towards it becoming fruitful for you?
Well, I see a whole bunch of stuff. Like, what's going on? One of the things that's on here, I have a section called health.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working on my mental health, and I've been working on my A1C. For those who don't know what the A1C is, it's the numbers that tells you how much sugar's in your system. It monitors your diabetes. And so I've been working on that. I'm happy to say that back in January, I got it down by 2.6 points. The number is still high. I'll be very transparent. It is 10, and it was 12.6, so now it's 10. So I'm actually due to go to the doctor next month. So the goal is to actually have it down even more. So mental health, I'm working on. I've learned a lot of stuff. Oh, my goodness, Minister Cameron. This has really been an area where it's just been wow. That's all I gotta say. Like, I learned something that was totally threw me off guard. And let me share that with you really quickly. So a couple of years ago, the year that you and I went to, I think, the Bahamas, because we went to Puerto Rico the year after. So yeah, we went to the Bahamas that particular year. And I had an experience with God before I went to the Bahamas. I had an experience, or maybe it was the year we went to Puerto Rico. Anyway, it was one of those 2 years that you and I went away on holiday. And I had an experience with God, and he told me, listen, if you don't get this under control, it's going to affect every area of your life. And he was talking about trust. He's like, it's going to affect every area of your life. It's going to affect every relationship, not every area, but every relationship. And I was just like, Okay, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, that's, he's talking about, you know, intimate relationships, you know, romantic relationships and stuff. I mean, he even said, you know, it's going to affect your relationship with Kim if you're not trusting. And I was just like, I didn't get that hint. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what he's talking about, right? But what ended up happening was, it, I guess he said that as an illustration, but what ended up happening was, is that this year, I realized that I wasn't trusting. Like, it was, what he was saying was coming to light in regards to my business world, in regards to my business world, me not trusting the different leaders that I sit under. You know, if they give me a positive word about what, you know, Kim, you're really doing a phenomenal job. Oh, Kim, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was just like, I wouldn't receive it. Crazy as it is. Crazy as that is. So I realized that in that area, I put down mental to be mentally healthy, and I didn't realize just how much was going to happen. So that's just me putting myself on front street just now.
And I appreciate that so much, Kim, for your transparency, because then you'll get the Me Too movement. You know, I feel this way too. And I believe that there are others, including myself, that have dealt with trust issues because of life experiences, right? Things that have happened in your life that causes you to put up that wall that hinders you from allowing anything to come in. Ask you for anything going out because there is value, there's worth in you. And when you put up those mountains, those walls, barricades, that's what I was looking for. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That hinders someone who would need that worth that's inside of you, that value that God has given you. So it's a two-edged sword, you know. But when you start focusing on your personal development, focus on improving your mental health, then you start like peeling the onion away, right? You start peeling those layers that you have built, and you can get to the root of where it originally came from, because there's a root for everything, whether it's something dealing with your parents, your first relationship, your first experience with a mentor, a coach, a teacher. These things do impact our lives, so we need to be focused, conscious on how we enter into a relationship and how we bring our past in a relationship, because it does affect us. And be honest. Be honest when you say, you know, I have trust issues. I'm working on that. No, I'm not vulnerable. I'm just being, you know, really aware of who I am right now in my life. So I thank you. I thank you for that. As you said that you're working on your mental health. So I don't know if it's okay to say this on the radio, but hopefully as you are being transparent with us. So when you say that you're working on your mental health, are you seeking outside counseling, or, you know, you have a mentor, you do your own self-care on your own?
I actually go to a therapist, which is very interesting because I have been looking for a therapist for a couple of years, and I have a challenge by our very own co-host, quarterback, lady quarterback, LaTanya Rush, and she challenged me to go to a therapist that was a white man, and I told her she was losing her mind. Like, what am I gonna go to white? He's not gonna recognize. He's not gonna understand. Like, what? You know. And I went to shout out to one of my homies. She gave me the name of somebody, and I went to him. But he was a black man, and I had issues from the gate. Like, oh God. But nonetheless, it's turning out to be a good experience. It's just, like you said, when you peel back the onions, like, I feel myself wailing up right now, like, when I pull back the onions. You know, it's just like cutting the onion. You start crying. And it's like, from day one with him, I was fine. Like from day one, I came out the gate swinging at what the issues were and stuff like that. So, and I had no clue. And this is the first time I had ever really spoke about my mother in terms of how she affected me. You know, and I, you know, I'm quick to tell somebody, stay in your lane. I'm quick to tell you about yourself, like, nah, you stay out this yard because you ain't got no business in it. And it took me a very, I mean, I actually told this girl this past week, last week rather, I had told him, stay in his lane. That was the first time I ever had said that. And I've been with him since November. But I felt like, I don't know, and I've been really good. I've been really, really good. That's the other thing. When you go to therapy, you got to be ready to go to therapy. You got to, because I had gone to therapy. I don't think I was ready before because I was really tormented at the therapist. I'm just being real. I'd be like, I wasn't tormenting her, but I really wasn't. I was just there to give her a paycheck, honestly, because I wasn't really doing the work that I needed to do like I'm doing now. Like, I'm doing the work. I journal. I haven't journaled in a couple of weeks, though. And I think that's because I just don't want to see the situation on paper. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want a reminder, and that's what journaling does. So, but I feel like I do need to go back to journaling because it's just, it's that relief. You know, this is it's the garbage can that you can drop it into. And truth be told, I really think that I need to go to therapy, like, at least one more time during the week. Like, I really think I need to have two sessions because I feel like that one session ain't going to be working. By the time we get to the good, juicy stuff, I'm sorry.
That's just over.
Right. I'm like, I can't work. Right.
You know. Wow.
But
yeah.
So that's my way of, one of the ways that I'm working with my mental state. Another way is being able to listen to different motivational speakers and hear what they're saying and stuff like that. You know, waking up to that stuff and listening to it during the day and stuff like that. So,
awesome. I want to thank you so much. You definitely will have to get you back on and maybe even invite a licensed therapist to be a guest on our show because it is clinically necessary for us all to have that entity in our life because we all have our moments, our emotional moments. Sometimes we have unexpected events and we just can't filter through it. So we need some clarity. We need some understanding of where we are and how we're going to get out of the fog. It's like being in a maze and you're trying to come out of it, but everywhere you turn, it's still no exit. So when you find someone who can help you, you have now met that opportunity to be released, to unlayer those issues that you have been hiding from for years. And you have to be ready for it. You know, even when you say I'm ready, there are going to be moments when you unpeel something that you don't want to address, but it is the time to address it. It's not showing up for you to hide it again. It's showing up because it's time for you to be delivered. It's time for you to be set free from that thing. And it hurts. But pain is awesome. I say that all the time. Pain is awesome. I've learned through Dr. Thomas F. Cooper in his new edition of the process of the pain. And it's truly a process, but there is a great reward. There's a freedom that you receive. So thank you so much, Karen, for sharing. We're going to come back on Voice and Hope Radio just to talk about where we at. So far, are you already in the third month, y'all? Oh, my God, time is going by, but don't get caught up in the time. Just take the necessary steps. Pace yourself and enjoy the journey. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio.
Peace and blessings. My name is Valtisha, and I am the Passion Pusher and MVP of Equanimity NYC. As an advocate for happiness, health, and wellness, I strongly believe in the power of self-care, and I am so excited to invite you to join us for Sip and Spa with Equanimity. Saturday, May 12th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.,
in the 5th Avenue, Washington Square Park area. You will be greeted with beautiful decor and the healing scents of therapeutic-grade essential oils. You will receive aromatherapy, massage, live spoken word poetry, wine, food, music, and elevated energy. Vendors are welcome. Sponsors are needed for gift bags. Call 929-350-1546. Send us an email at equanimityfornyc@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at MVP Equanimity NYC. Peace awaits you.
Welcome back, welcome back. As we are sitting here today with our executive producer, Kim Butters. She was here with us on last month, and she introduced us to the Deliverance Manifestation Board. And we're just chatting today, so sit back and continue to enjoy our show today. One of the things I want to bring up is you talked about you working on that mental health, right, Kim? I was given an opportunity last year to be a part of a program that enabled me to return to school and obtain a license in mental health counseling. And you talk about being transparent. I was like, I'm not going back to school. I am done with school. I'm in a good place. But the opportunity that presented itself, I could not let go, especially because the program had closed. They already had captured the amount of people, the students that they were looking for underneath my union. And with a temporary supervisor that I had, and I thank God for him, shout out to Mr. Samuel Akulaju. He was just awesome. He was inspiring. And I believe that he came because of me. He came, set the position on my job so that it gave me the opportunity to know the information and to get the necessary materials and to be a candidate. So I've been in this program with Alfred University. Shout out Alfred and all of our cohorts, the classmates that I work with, they're bonded, and we are inspiring one another to continue to pursue this new adventure that we're on. And just being back in school has been I'm really doing this again, and also let me know that I miss being in that classroom, and you get an opportunity not to and only learn, but also network with other men and women. So it's been a great experience. I'm looking forward to graduation, but in the midst of it, I'm learning more how important it is to address mental health, to make sure that self-care is one of the things that you have on your board, whether it's a vision board, whether you a planner and you like to set goals, make sure one of the goals that you set each day or weekly or once a month is that you're doing something for you. Self-care is important. It stabilizes you mentally, physically, and spiritually. And one of the things that I'm going to say to us as women, as my sisters, that we neglect ourselves in every area, mind, body, and soul, because we are so tuned to nurturing everyone else and we forget to nurture ourselves. It's time for us to nurture ourselves so that we can nurture others. Our professor recently said this, Kim, and it was so true. She said, you know, being in the mental health field or human services, I would say, that we neglect ourselves. We tend to take care of everybody else. So not only are you taking your family, but you take care of your clients, the consumers, the individuals that you're assigned to, whether individually or in a group setting. And she said, even on a plane, right? If you shout out Southwest, and she's on a plane, and the first thing they tell you is the plane's going down, to what? Put a mask on you first, right? So that's what we need to learn to do. What is that self-care? What is that thing that you need to incorporate in your life that's going to help you stay balanced? So I'm challenging you, those who are listening today, to find that very thing or find some things that you would like to add in your life and be consistent with. And you could try some new things out to see if that works for you. Like, you know, exotic cooking is working for me, you know. That's my personal development. I'm self-caring. I'm taking care of me, not only my physical, but also my mental state, you know. Smelling the aromas, the spices as I'm cooking, it just opens up my mind. It opens up, you know, the sinuses and stuff like that. And I feel good about what I prepared for my family. I'm not, you know, going out to the fast food restaurants. I don't know what they put in. I don't know how long that food was sitting out, but I know what I've cooked and prepared. So that makes me feel good. That's a good feeling when someone says, oh, babe, that tastes good. Oh, this thing, yummy, this is good, you know, cousin Kimmy. So I'm grateful for that. Another thing that I do is either once or twice a week, I take Epsom salt baths. And those are really good for me because I have a lavender, I like scent. So these are things that are helping me, and I make sure that I make time out for me, and I'm enjoying that. Absolutely, my attitude has changed. I'm much calmer. I allow things to easily upset me because I'm not overwhelmed. I'm learning to balance myself out. So these are some tips that I'm just sharing with you. And if you sort of you need to reach out in the community that you live in and get you a therapist, a psychologist, by all means, do it. Do it for you. Do it for you. Don't worry about what people say. It's not about all you and saying. No, it's about you. You want to be rooted and grounded, and you want to have stability, and you want to have some clarity so you can move on with the endeavors that God has set for you. Amen? Amen. So when we come back, we want to wrap up and go into our next segment, which is you. Here's what's happening, but we'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio. Welcome back, family. Welcome back. It is so great, great, great to be with my bestie today. I'm excited for her growth, her development, and how she's utilizing her deliverance manifestation board. I'm telling you, it really works. So please, if you don't know anything about that, we'll definitely have a board up. I know we put one up last month. We'll definitely ask to go to our Facebook page, which is Voices of Hope Radio. So, Kim, before we go on to our next segment, is there anything that you would like to say to the family today? Anything else? Because you said a lot today, which is really positive.
I think that people don't need to be afraid of going to talk to somebody, whether it's going to see a therapist or you've joined a support group or something like that. Because, you know, the church, not the church per se, but church people, they kind of shied away from it. They're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to read my Bible. I'm just going to pray. Don't get me wrong. Those things are marvelous. Those things are wonderful. Those things are absolutely helpful. However, sometimes you just need to go and you have a good cry. You know what I'm saying? So faith without deed is dead. So if you're believing that God is going to heal you mentally, heal you physically, you need to do your part. Faith is the big part, but then you need to do the deed part. So the deed part means I need to join a support group. I need to see a therapist. Or maybe you need to create the support group, a small group in your home, and just, you know, because as caretakers, I know for me as a caretaker, and you as well, Minister Kim, as a caretaker, it gets rough. It gets real rough. And we give up our lives so that other people can live. However, we need that space to be able to just think and just be like, because I'm telling you, my accountability partner, Minister Kim, told me, I don't know if I told you this, but my accountability partner, literally told me I was burnt out. He was like, you're burnt out. I need you to go sit down for 2 or 3 days. No, he said for 3 or 4 days is how many days he said. In your gown, you already know your old man. He's talking about a gown. And eat yourself some ice cream and do nothing. Don't get on social media. Don't even answer the phone. And just rejuvenate yourself. So this is us. Take the opportunity now to really rejuvenate yourself. And if that means you need to go see a therapist, go see a therapist. And don't let nobody tell you that what you're doing is wrong. Because church folks are easy to be like, well, girl, just pray to God. Right. Until you go postal.
Right.
You start going postal, and the next thing you know, now you and God ain't got no real relationship because you didn't terminate it because you didn't go postal. Because you like, I pray, God, and you ain't get my mind right. But yet he sent different things from your eyes, like support groups that are in the church, support groups that are outside of the church. This broadcast, what Minister Kim had, one thing she announced was mental health workshops and different places where you can get services and stuff like that. So don't sleep on the stuff that comes in front of you. So, and that's all I got to say on that one.
Well, that is an awesome ending. Thank you so much once again for being with us and sharing, amen, where you are and where you're heading. I appreciate that. It was truly inspiring. Love you, bestie. Coming up next is you, girl, right here with Here's What's Happening right here in our area. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio.
What's going on, family? What's up, what's up? Good morning, family. Listen, this is Radio Angel, and you're in that section where we talk about what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community, what's going on in the community. Hey, listen, if you got something going on in your community and you wanted to get blasted out internationally, hey, send us an email. Make sure you give us all the details of your event, and we will advertise it right here on the radio. Absolutely what? Free. So make sure you touch bases with us so that we can tell our community that is actually globally about your event. So just drop us an email at info@themorningglory.org. themorningglory.org. Hey, everybody, it is great to be here this morning. Just got a couple of things that's going on in the community. So these things are a little far out, but make sure you mark your calendar for March 24th. Listen to me, March 24th. What's happening? Well, Lady Love Diamond NYC, they're having their second annual Queens and Kings event. Listen, I was actually an vendor at this event last year, and it was dynamite. The food was good. The service was good because they have all these different spa corners that you go to. Get your hands done, get your feet done, get your nails done, get your hair done. They had all these little spots and stuff. And then they had this really great panel that was awesome. I enjoyed myself so much. So make sure you mark your calendar. Lady Diamonds with an S of New York City. They're having their event March 24th. Mark your calendars. Everything starts at 12 p.m. It's happening at the Harvest Room, located at 90-40 160th Street, Jamaica, New York. Listen, if you need some more information and you want to pick up your tickets, make sure you call this number, 917-543-1904. Listen, I'm going to give it to you one more time. 917-543. Oh, I like that. 9104. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have said that wrong. That was 917 543-1904. Okay, I was there. I had such a great time while I was there last year as a vendor, and I'm actually considering being a vendor there again this year. So everybody mark your calendars again for May 12th. May 12th, Sip and Spar. Listen, this is being brought to you by Valtisha Parker. Listen, this young lady is dynamic. I mean, unbelievably dynamic. She's actually one of my business partners as well. So she's having her Sip and Spar, and she's having all these different things, different spar corners that you can go to, relax, get some information, get some really great products. It's going to be a really great event. Listen, if you want more information, mark your calendars first. That's May 12th, starting at 4 p.m., ending at 9 p.m. Great Mother's Day gift. Great Mother's Day gift. Can I say that again? Great Mother's Day gift. So, for Sip and Spar All Day Wellness, you can call this number and you can get more information, 929-350-1546. I'm going to say one more time. 929-350-1546. That's taking place here in New York City, too. Woohoo! Do, 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 do. Do. All right. We have partnered up with Women on the Rise. Women on the Rise. We have partnered up with them for an event that they're hosting. This is their fifth annual Together We Rise. That's going to take place in October 19th through the 20th. And guess who's going to be the celebrity host there? That's right, our very own Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. And this is going to be awesome. This event is actually going to be 2 days. So listen, this flyer for this is on our website. So it's important for you to mark this on your calendar, October 19th through the 20th, and get your ticket as soon as possible. So listen, family, I just want to remind each and every one of you that we do have a prayer line, Breakfast for Your Soul. Meet us on the line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Telephone number is 641-715-3630. And the code to get in is 1003997#. Meet Minister Kim and the family there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 Eastern Standard. And for all the mommies in the house, we have Praying Moms, Prayer Line, and Bible Study. This takes place every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 218-862-9377. And the access number is 9874#. Listen, family, it was always great to share with you what's going on in the community. Just remember to mark those calendars. Make sure you mark those calendars. Make sure you mark your calendar and actually hit your alarm to meet us on the prayer line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or come on every Monday. So everybody, family, make sure you drop us a line. Tell us what's going on in your community at info@themorningglory.org. Themorningglory.org. Hey, listen, all this time I got it right. Yay! Give me a high five. High five. Pump up the fist. Everybody have an amazing Saturday, and we see you back here next week.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. there is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Morning, morning, morning. I am excited to be back here in this segment, Real Talk Behind the Collar, where we talk about real people, real issues. And as you know, in this month, we are telling you some important stuff about getting your house in order. And if you see that your house is in order, keeping it in order is important in 2018, that we take off our collar and focus on the first ministry that God has given us, which is family. So with us today, we have our returning guest, which is my boo, my husband, that's going to talk to us about the Index University Life Insurance. Let's welcome Samuel E. Underwood again to Voices of Hope Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again, Minister Kim, for the opportunity. Like I was saying the last time that she gave me the opportunity to speak to you guys, we talked about the Index Universal Life, and I said I really like that product. The reason why I like this product is because it has insurance plus the cash value. And, you know, a lot of times people look for investments, and sometimes investments are not. You don't know if it's safe or it's secure. Does it have the growth? With this product, you have both. You have the safety and you have growth, because let me give you an example. The interest on your money, as far as your cash value, it can go no lower than 0.75. So that's great, because if you look at what the bank is giving you, they're not even giving you close to that. Now, you have an opportunity for your money to grow 15% in this entity, in this insurance entity, which is great. So you're guaranteed not to lose, because it goes no lower than 0.75, but you have the ability to grow up to 15%. So that's a great thing. And then I was telling you before that you have a long-term care rider that you can attach to this insurance policy. And it covers you with the 2%, like I mentioned before, if you can't do two of your daily functions, right? And those things are if you can't bathe yourself, if you're incontinent, if you can't dress yourself, you can't feed yourself by eating, toileting, and transferring from in and out of the bed. If you can't do two of those things, then the long-term care rider will fall in, and you can take advantage of that. That's great. And also, the Index Universal Life is backed by the S&P 500. What is the S&P 500? That's the 500 best companies in the United States, and some of these companies are even abroad. I'll give you an example of some of the companies that, or one of the companies that in the S&P 500. Say you're a person that likes to drink coffee in the morning, but you don't particularly like McDonald's coffee. So you say, man, I don't really like McDonald's coffee. Starbucks is a part of the S&P 500. Burger King is a part of the S&P 500. Wendy's is a part of the S&P 500. We got Sears, Visa. So your money is backed by some of the major companies in the United States. So you're definitely going to be able to reap the benefits. And the one thing I like about the Index Life Insurance, Index Universal Life Insurance, it's tax advantage, meaning that when your loved ones get the money, they're not going to pay taxes on that money. So Minister Kim, I think I gave them enough information. So I'm going to give you back the mic.
Well, thank you so much. Here we have it right here in Real Talk Behind the Collar. We're talking about the Index Universal Life Insurance today. And again, for more information, you can call him directly at 646-529-4988 or email him at sunderwood01@gmail.com. And for more information, we will definitely get it out to you. Stay connected. Coming up on Voice of Hope Radio is our prayer corner. We'll be back. Family unity, it is a treasure to us all and something very precious to each of us. The Lord blesses us with family members to lead, counsel, love, and take care of. And in exchange, our family does the same for us. Praying for our family is something we should do daily. Whether someone you love needs God's grace in a hard situation, or you simply want to bless his or her walk in life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is a prayer for our families today. Lord, we want to thank you for our family, the precious loved ones that you have granted us. We thank you, O God, that you have not only given us biological but spiritual family members. We thank you right now, O God, as you guide us and provide for us. We pray, O God, that you continue to show your loving kindness towards us. We pray today, Father, Lord God, that our loved ones will see you and know that you are their creator. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their health. We pray, Father, Lord God, for the unity of us all. Remove all strife, envy, jealousy, any hindrance, Father, Lord God, that would cause us, oh God, to separate for what you have created. We thank you, oh God, for the talents and the good things that you have given each and every one of us. Please keep us united as one as we continue, oh God, to reach out and come together. We thank you, oh God, that our families are growing in love and especially in you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praying for our families. We invite you to join us each Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 6 a.m. for Breakfast for Your Soul. Our number is area code 641-715-3630, and the access code is 1003997#. You can leave us your prayer request at hopeatthemorningglory.org. Well, we had an awesome time with you today, my bestie, executive producer Kim M. Sutter. I pray that the word that you received today was truly inspirational and that you will take it and share it with others. We hope that you will do this on a weekly basis. Amen. As we continue to reach out to you, please reach out to us. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club for some exciting gifts. Until next time, stay hopeful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.